Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to the Fringe Journal. Today I'm going to start sort of a long series of prose poems and fragments. They have to do with contemplations of travel, primarily thinking about the concept of fate or fortune, and also working within that a sense of friendship, or what on earth friendship means in this kind of day and age. I'm going to do a series of these, and these are part of a larger work, and they are bundled with other things that I don't want to talk about right now, but I will eventually, perhaps. But I'm getting close to finishing them. I've been working on these for the last couple of years, and I'm kind of curious to see if they seem to make sense in this kind of context. Anyway, so here we go. And the photo in the blog, by the way, is a beach, little playground near the University of the South Pacific in Suva, Fiji. It was a beautiful day when I was taking a walk, and it had been raining. It was very, very warm, and the sound of children laughing and dogs barking. It was really nice, waves on the beach. Here's the first one. By right, we should not call anything art except a production through freedom. In other words, through a power of choice that bases its act on reason. Immanuel Kant. The air is still today. I smell the crisp, fruity scent of apples. I watch the pure, heaven-tinted sleep of a small child. I never thought that my daily life would embody the definition of art, and yet it is. All my acts are the results of my free will choices. My life is my art. Every act is a separate work of art. I sit today and contemplate the world around me. This is the art of staying alive, staying peaceful and bright. AZ33. I'm supposed to tiptoe around, thinking about keeping my balance. It's a world of complicated formulas and challenges. Don't you agree? Cheese is a product, and so is milk. Cake and eggs are other things we can eat, sell, or simply contemplate. We see the result of your work. We do not see the result of your thinking. Are you doubting yourself? Do you wish for more ways to make the severity of your life somehow more bearable, more gentle? We are all creative cooks. I'm surprised at myself when I allow myself to be bold. AZ34. The language of transcendence comes to me not in words, but in stardust and magic. You may think of something as sparkling and light as a drink we pour ourselves on the first day of the year. Life is not an intemperate passion. Life is a set of steps we take with our minds following quickly after, to make meaning, to give order, to see the way we need to progress toward an awakened self. I will celebrate. You think my face shows skepticism. What you see is hesitancy and respect. The joy is intense, the place I take myself to when I am feeling sad and peaceful and quiet. Thank you very much for listening. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to The Fringe Journal.